Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And I've got one of my favorite guests. You probably know her. She is my personal doctor. This is Dr. Rupa Chari from the Chari Center of Health. And she has been on this program before to talk about the importance of detoxifying, how we can help our bodies heal from the onslaught of all the toxic a bombardment that we get from our food, our water, the air, radiation, and other things. And I'm so glad to have you back on the show, Dr. Chari.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, you are an integrative doctor. You focus in the area of functional medicine, and you are a licensed medical doctor, but you're not a part of that mainstream medical merry-go-round. And that's what I really wanted to talk to today, to help my listeners feel better knowing that there are people like you out there that are not just going to write prescriptions for drugs and, you know, order unnecessary tests and surgeries and all of that. So I thought it would be good to go back to the beginning and just talk about what is functional medicine? What does it mean to be an integrative practitioner? And then all somewhere along the lines, as we're chatting, I'm going to let people know how I've benefited and my husband has benefited from your care and recommendations. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that and take it away.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. Well, as you know, my passion is in integrative medicine, functional medicine. And as a medical doctor, the reason I'm so passionate about practicing in the way that I do is because of our own personal family healing journey. Is our father, when he was only 51, he passed away from a massive heart attack. And then our mother, my brother Deepak, the three of us got together. We said, and my brother and I were just teenagers at the time, but the three of us, we said, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And how can we prevent this from happening to others? And so then I went into medicine, my brother went into engineering, but we ended up, and with our mother, she is really our guiding force. She's such a beautiful being. She passed away in May of 2022. And as you know, but she always is guiding us. And from back then, back in 1983, she said, one day we can all help work together and help humanity. And so she said, if you go into medicine, my mother told me, if you go into medicine, you can be the bridge between both worlds of allopathic medicine and natural healing and guide people. And so that's what I did. And my approach is, and functional medicine approach, it was called many different, like alternative medicine before, and then it became functional medicine, now integrative medicine, but they're all the same principle, which is looking at the root causes of what is causing a person's symptoms. We treat the symptoms as well, but with the natural approach, but then we look at what may be causing that, whether it's, you know, nutrition, lifestyle, toxins, emotions, and address each of those issues so we can get to the root.
I love that you mentioned emotions. I talk a lot about that on my other channel, Living Swell with Peggy Hall here on YouTube, because there is an aspect to our being, the emotional well-being, that is often overlooked. And in the early days of all the hogwash, as I call it, I remember scratching my head saying, how could it be that the government is telling everyone to stay safe by instilling these narratives of fear, that we should fear each other, we should fear each other's faces, we should fear our God-given breath of life, and we should stay locked inside, don't go out in the sunlight, don't engage in social interaction, don't have exercise. You know, the fast food restaurants were open, but the gymnasiums were closed. I was teaching water fitness classes as part of my community, you know, just community outreach at the time. And I remember they closed down the pool and I thought, what in the world? It's the healthiest place for you to be is outside exercising. It was in fresh air, sunlight. But I think more importantly was the emotional connection that people had with each other in the class. I had a large number, the population geared a little bit more towards senior citizens. And for many of them, this was their connection to the world. And some of them had been, you know, widowed. And so to get out with their friends and to talk about whatever recipes or vacations or their grandchildren, I saw that as an essential part of the class that I taught. The exercise was kind of secondary. And I'll tell you, Dr. Chari, it really distressed me knowing that these participants strangely were excited to stay home and lock the door. I tried to reach out and say, look, you know, there's nothing really to be afraid of. Our humanity has existed for thousands of years, and we've had all sorts of ways for our body to fight these, you know, to actually not succumb to these kinds of illnesses. And it was the emotional fear that gripped people. And that probably led to a lot more debilitating conditions for people over these next couple of years that might have masqueraded as what we were told. Anyway, I kind of went off on a little tangent, but I don't recall in the years gone by going to the doctor where they ever asked about my emotions. It was more, you know, write you a prescription. So glad to hear you include that as well.
Oh, that's so important. It's critical, actually, because our emotions drive our behavior. It drives what we eat, what we drink, how we exercise, how we take care of ourselves, how we interact with others. You know, the emotions are the most critical part of our lives and our quality of life. And then our emotions also then drive our nervous system, drives our immune system as well. Because when we're under high periods of stress or feeling very anxious or angry or whatever the emotion may be, and it's going on for a period of time, that can suppress our immune system, and they then make us more susceptible to other issues. So it's critical.
Yeah, it's like we were on this merry-go-round of people living in fear and possibly making themselves sick with that anxiety and reading all of the symptoms that we were being bombarded with, and then feeling those things and then seeking out the mainstream medical merry-go-round. And I've heard of so many tragic stories where people thought they were doing the right thing by going to hospitals and ER rooms and all of this. And there was just something within my spirit that said, stay away from the doctor, stay away as far as possible. But I need to interject for just a moment here for my viewers, because I mentioned that Dr. Chari is my personal doctor. I'm very healthy. My husband is healthy, but we were getting run down in the midst of helping people stand up for their rights over the last few years. And what happened is that we not only were taking on a lot of others' emotional distress, hearing countless, I mean, thousands of stories of people being illegally terminated from their jobs, or people feeling coerced and then going along with these inflicted requirements in order to keep their jobs. And we were staying up late at night looking for remedies and helping people with their communications and so forth. And both of us were extremely run down. You and I had met really talking about freedom and truth in medicine and all of that. And you very graciously offered a complimentary assessment. And I want everyone to know that Dr. Chari is also offering that to all of my viewers. I'll have information for you where you can get that. And we chatted, and you uncovered some areas in my lifestyle that I needed to improve. You did the same for my husband, Pastor David. He ended up losing like 14 pounds and basically eliminating gluten. I eliminated corn from my diet, which was amazing. I had so much inflammation, just aches and pains in my body that I thought was from poor posture. But you explained that our bodies are meant to be engaged in physical activity, and the inflammation of my body was what was causing that. So I just want to let everybody know that I speak from experience. I didn't have any disease. I just wasn't feeling my best, and I was lacking in healthy routines such as a good night's sleep. And we've talked about that, Dr. Chari, about getting a good night's sleep as a foundation of health. One other thing before I turn it back to you, friends that are paid subscribers to my Substack or peggyhall.tv, or that you're a financial partner in the work that I do, Dr. Chari is going to be our guest this month. We're going to do a deep dive into detoxification, why that's so important. And if you're interested in getting some questions answered by Dr. Chari in that program, you will get an invite if you have, as I say, partnered with us financially. If you think you should have gotten an invite and you didn't, please email us support@thehealthyamerican.org. And as I'm recording this, the date that we have is going to be August 24th. We do these get-togethers monthly. I have different guest speakers, and Dr. Chari's been on our program before, always well-received. And I speak from my own personal experience with having more energy and just activities and ways to mitigate the you know, toxic onslaught and the emotional overwhelm. So just wanted to let everybody know that you're in good hands. This is not writing a prescription and getting on some kind of mainstream medical merry-go-round that you can't get off. So can you tell us a little bit more about what are the main differences between the allopathic or the mainstream and then the functional? So many of my viewers have vowed to never go to a doctor again. And I understand where they're coming from, but the way you practice is completely different.
Absolutely. So conventional medicine or allopathic medicine, it has its place, definitely, especially if there's acute or emergency situations. You know, it could be an injury or a severe infection, or it could be related to uncontrolled diabetes or high blood pressure or something where they would need to be seen emergently because of issues that had not been either addressed if they have a chronic condition for a period of time, or if there's, you know, an accident, broken bones, something where they would need to be seen right away and literally that needs to be taken care of emergently. So that's definitely where it shines, is in acute care, emergency care. And in addition, for some chronic conditions, for those who do not, may not be proactive in their health or a changed lifestyle or take a look at what may be causing their conditions deeper, you know, that's where medications come in as well, to help address some of the symptoms that may be going on, whether it's, you know, heart disease, it could be diabetes, it could be other different medical conditions that may be, you know, they have. But so I'm not saying medication doesn't have its place. It definitely has its place acutely and then for some chronic conditions. However, the way I practice, and if I practice integrative medicine as a medical doctor, so if people need medication, I can give it to them. Or if they're already on medication, I can help lower their medication as we address the root causes. And I customize it for each person. So I address the nutrition, I address the lifestyle, I address toxins in their body, I address hormone balance, gut health, and so many other factors they don't have to be concerned with, but I help guide them through and lead them through the different phases and stages to potentially reverse their conditions so we can help decrease or ideally help them get off of their medications. And that all comes from addressing the root underlying causes. And that's where functional medicine is so incredible, is that it's addressing the root causes. We can customize it for each person because each person's a little bit different, have certain unique needs. So I can tailor make it to what each person needs and give them targeted natural remedies that are very advanced that can help with their situation.
Well, I love that because, as you say, each person is unique. And you work with them on all of these areas. And then I just contrast that with what the government and the media and employers were requiring over the last few years, like this one size fits all sort of protection for disease. You're not even doing a blood draw. You're not even checking to see if the person can tolerate what it is you want to introduce into their body, including children. How could this even be? And then the other thing you said is that some people don't want to address those issues. They're going to the doctor to get these conditions managed, and they're neglecting some of these other things. You know, years ago, I was doing personal training and I had somebody that wanted to go in. They were scheduling back surgery. And I thought, oh, you know, that's always troubling to me because I'm wondering, did they go through all of the previous possibilities such as stretching, physical therapy, anything to bring down the inflammation, addressing the emotional causes, the nutritional deficiencies. And I had a medical doctor, because I had a newsletter at the time, and I was expressing my frustration with people that wanted a surgery or drugs without addressing the root cause. And a doctor wrote back and she said, Peggy, I feel the same way you do, but a large number of my patients don't want my nutritional recommendations, my recommendations for de-stressing, for emotional balance, for other ways of decreasing the inflammation. They want the quick fix. And frankly, I don't think surgery is that quick of a fix. It's very important that we do consider when there's a place for the conventional medicine and when there is a place for the integrative medicine. Is that becoming more popular now? What kind of trends do you see, especially in light of what we've gone through? Many people have had bad experiences over the last few years.
Yes, I think more and more people are really wanting to get to the root cause of why they're having the medical condition that they're having. And they do want to address the symptom, but they do want to get to the root cause. And there, more and more people are looking for a natural approach. They know that the medication may help with some of their symptoms, but they want to look further than that. They want to say, hey, I've been on this for so long. I want to get off of this. Or I've just been, they might have been diagnosed with something. They said, I don't want to start a medication. Is there a possibility that I can avoid medication? So we're seeing this more and more. And at the time when we started our practice back in 1999, you know, and back in San Diego, California, it was very new. It was very different at that time. But for me, it's something that was so inherent. Our families from India and our mother always raised us with natural remedies, mind-body medicine, and bringing in healers from other countries talking about this. So for me, it was something that was very natural and something I'd be so passionate about. But at that time, other doctors were kind of looking at it that this is unusual. They, you know, still there's a lot of education that needs to take place, you know, with the general community as well as with the medical community. But thank goodness, there is definitely a different trend that's taking place now towards being proactive and seeing what natural solutions are available. And the other thing, just as you were mentioning with lab work, is that's something that's within functional medicine, integrative medicine as well, is doing very detailed lab work, looking at markers so we can be very proactive. We say from here to here is normal, not from here to here is normal. So we're able to catch things early and then prevent things, certain conditions, as well as reverse certain conditions. So that's very encouraging and very inspiring. And I create like a functional medicine report, and it's color-coded so people can see where they are truly and what it means. It's important to really understand, and that's what functional medicine practitioners do. They explain what the lab work means. And that's what people say. This is the first time I'm actually understanding what my lab work means. And that's important because this is your body, your lab values, how it impacts your health. So that's very empowering.
And it's so fascinating. You've gone over these details with me, and I love how you teach how the body functions so that you can understand what's happening in the cells. I find it just fascinating. And friends, a reminder, Dr. Chari will be going into great detail about how our bodies are experiencing this toxic overload and how we can safely detox. Because wouldn't you, well, that's a question I have for you. Is the toxic overload the root of some of these chronic diseases and illnesses we're seeing or conditions?
Yes, it's because we're being exposed now, Peggy, to thousands and thousands of chemical toxins, radioactivity, electromagnetic frequencies, and heavy metals. And the list goes on and on and on, and pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, glyphosate. And so, you know, back 5,000 years ago, they would still do a detox and they would do it every season. Now we really, really need to be proactive and do it almost on a daily basis, but it needs to be done in a certain way, so that it's very safe and very gentle for your body. But we do have to be more proactive now than ever in both preventing certain conditions because of this toxic overload and in treating different medical conditions which are related to all of the toxins we're exposed to.
Well, that is so important. I want to share your website here. So friends, if you're interested, hop on over, and this is charicenter.com, and you can learn all about Dr. Chari. You can see the other areas here that she specializes in. And then I will have a link for you also where you can sign up for a complimentary consultation. I highly recommend that. There's no strings attached. Sometimes it's just good to have somebody to talk to and say, hey, I've been wondering about this. And if you don't want to go that route, join us if you are one of our financial partners. That is August 24th. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific. This is private. It's an uncensored dialogue, and Dr. Chari can field questions in the Q&A. This is recorded if you can't make it live. In fact, you get access to all of the previous interviews and webinars that we've done going on 2 years now. And she'll be talking all about the safe detoxification. I love how you explained it to me previously that some people think they have to detox in order to get healthy. It's like you need to create a healthy condition in order to detox safely. I love that perspective, which is so different than what a lot of us are told. Again, just in, you know, on Instagram, everybody's a detox expert, but Dr. Chari actually is an MD. So she's going to help you with that safely. And before we wrap up, I do want to just share a wonderful memory that I have of your mom. And she, Mama Chari, was on a couple of seminars that we did, webinars. And I remember that she said, when people come into your clinic, she provides the mother's love, the motherly love. And I thought, I mean, I was so touched by that, because I think at the root of a lot of our issues are, you know, we're wounded. We certainly have been traumatized over the last few years. We've been isolated. We've had fear inflicted upon us. And really the remedy for all of that, I believe, starts with love, love, compassion, care, forgiveness, all of these things that have really been trampled on by, you know, the media and other things. And she also said, because it was, we were really in the beginning of all of the hogwash. And she said, God loves you and God is there to protect you. And he wants the best for you. And he is going to help you through this. Now, I'm a person of faith, and her words just connected like at the deepest level. And she is and was a beautiful spirit. And I just wanted to mention that to all of our viewers. And it's so wonderful that as a family, you determined that you were going to create this pathway of the conventional and the integrative to help people heal. And I want to say one other thing for the audience that I should have mentioned in the very beginning. Dr. Chari is one of us, all right? She is completely pure, and she does not believe in any of those imposed requirements by the government or employers. She can speak more freely about that in our webinar. And anything you want to add to that, Dr. Chari, you're a freedom fighter for sure.
Thank you, Peggy. Yes, I believe in empowering each and every person, just like you. And I really love what you and Pastor David have done. It's been such a support to the entire country, and actually universal for that matter, everything that you both were sharing. So thank you.
Oh, truly, truly our pleasure. As we wrap up here, quick reminder, there will be a link for everyone if you'd like to check out more about Dr. Chari's work. Join us on the 24th. And then any last words that you'd like to close with, Dr. Chari?
Oh, well, we just love all of your participants, your attendees, your listeners. They're just such advanced beings. They understand really what is taking place. They want to empower themselves. And we just love working with you and sharing ideas together. And really, we encourage your viewers and listeners to really join us on August 24th, because I will definitely do a deep dive. We'll go into really what you need to know, because it'll be very important information that is needed now more than ever. And it can really be very supportive for your health and well-being for you and your loved ones.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chari. We both stand in confidence and encouragement for all of our viewers. This is not a place of fear or anxiety. There's no spin. There's no dread. There's no sky is falling. It's all about finding our faith, our power, as you say, and moving forward in a positive manner. So thanks for being on board. Thank you, everyone. You know, I'm here at 4 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday, and you can get more info at my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com, and see you in an upcoming broadcast.